I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. In Russia this day, a dozen militants wearing suicide bomb belts seized a school and took hostage hundreds of people, including many children. Russian officials are blaming Chechen rebels. Chechens were also blamed for two other attacks in Russia recently. A suicide bomber killed 10 people near a subway station yesterday. Last week, explosions downed two Russian airliners, killing 90 people. Joining us now to talk about these events is Masha Lipman. She's a political expert with the Carnegie Moscow Center. Ms. Lipman, tell us what you can about the school and what's happening there.
Indeed, a number of terrorists, a number of areas from some 17 to 30 have seized a school. Now, this is the first day of school in Russia, a big ceremony, and usually the attendance is really high. Everybody comes with parents and flowers. Everybody's dressed up. This is a really big event, and at the time of the ceremony, the school children and the adults who were with them were seized by these terrorists and kept hostages inside a school building. The latest information has it that all of them have been kept in a gymnasium.
Are they indeed Chechen rebels, and what do they want? What are they asking for?
Again, there is very little information, or maybe indeed there is very little contact with the terrorists. The only thing that has been reported is that they want a pullout of the Russian troops from Chechnya, and this is a demand that's totally, completely unrealistic. Of course, there is at least 70 or 80,000 troops in Chechnya, and of course, President Putin, who's been very determined on no talks, no concessions to the terrorists, will never even consider this demand.
The Chechen rebels, of course, are blamed a lot of times, and in fact, are involved a lot of times. Why the increase in violence in Russia, do you think?
The increase may be attributed to a desire to demonstrate to the Russian government and to the world beyond that the Russian government, in fact, no matter what the official announcements may be, is not even close to any normalization in Chechnya, that, in fact, the Russian government cannot ensure security, that, in fact, Chechen terrorists can act, can strike wherever and whenever they please. It may be suggested that it was this pretending against the reality that the situation in Chechnya is normalizing that prompted an upsurge of violence on the part of the Chechen fighters.
President Vladimir Putin, what kind of action is he taking, and are Russians pleased with that, content with what's going on?
Well, again, I don't think there is much President Putin can do at this point, but this would be a huge challenge to any country. I think in Russia, this challenge is aggravated by the fact that the Russian policy with respect to Chechnya, there was a lot of pretending things are getting better, whereas in fact they are getting worse. There is a very strong desire to filter the information, to limit the coverage of what goes on in Chechnya, but while it's not a big problem for the Russian authorities to control the television picture on state television channels and to filter information from Chechnya, it's much, much harder, if possible at all, to control the situation in Chechnya. And now, after this attack, it doesn't seem it's any longer possible to deny that actually Putin's policy, which has been from his very ascension to presidency in Russia to suppress terrorism, to ensure high security, that this policy has largely been a failure.
Masha Lipman is a political expert with the Carnegie Moscow Center, speaking with us from Moscow. Thank you, Ms. Lipman.
My pleasure.